Veritas. Truth. The voyage of discovery lies not in finding new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Truth simply is.
Listening to Catholic Corner Arch on Radio Veritas, the good news for a change. 576 AM, DSTV 870. Catholic Corner presented by myself, Kananelo Maphoko. I have been mentioning that we're going to be in conversation with the Executive Headmaster of St. Dominic's College in Valcombe, Mr. Dina Naidu. He is on the line right now. Good morning, Mr. Naidu. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning to your listeners as well. And thank you for this opportunity to address you this morning. I'm doing well, considering the circumstances and the quick change to remote learning, but I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. We are talking about St. Dominic's College in Valcombe. We're understanding the school better on the program this morning. And as a starting point, when was St. Dominic's College founded?
St. Dominic's was formed when the convent of St. Agnes and CBC amalgamated in 1995. The convent was formed in 1952 and CBC shortly thereafter. We are celebrating 25 years as St. Dominic's College this year. Jointly, we have therefore been a part of the Valcombe community for over 65 years.
What is the school's motto and what does the motto mean?
The school's motto is Veritas et Justitia. Translated, it means truth and justice.
Truth and justice. How are the learners at the school encouraged to live out the school's motto?
We emphasize this by living out our values every day in all that we do and by the example that we set for our pupils. During assemblies, we try and speak on topics that speak to our motto. We will often use events in the calendar like Human Rights Day, Freedom Day, Heritage Day, and even Mother's Day and Valentine's Day to speak to our pupils about how they can live out the values of truth and justice. Issues such as bullying, unity through diversity, Christian love, and social responsibility are all highlighted, and we encourage pupils to put these values in practice by participating in the initiatives of our organizations within the school.
That's a very practical way of living out the school's motto. You touched on bullying right now, and I'd really like us to spend a bit of time on it. Bullying is something that is found in a lot of schools, you know, on the playground. But not only that, you can even extend it in as far as workplace bullying or corporate bullying. Bullying is even cyberbullying because of the fact that now technology is a very integral part of who we are as a people. In the context of St. Dominic's, what is in place or what do you do as St. Dominic's College to discourage bullying in the school?
We have various programs that we employ at the school to discourage bullying. And we like to start off at a very young age, so right down at the pre-primary and the primary school phases where we get people to come in and talk to the children about bullying. But the biggest problem is the secrecy surrounding it. So we emphasize the need to build relationships with our teachers and our pupils so that pupils especially are more comfortable to come to a teacher and to tell them if they are being bullied so that we can take action. We have a no-tolerance approach towards it once we find out about the bullying. But we also try and understand where it is coming from and try and help both the aggressor and the victim when we deal with matters such as that.
St. Dominic's College is a Catholic school. How does the school ensure that the Catholic ethos is alive within the school?
The ethos is what guides all our actions and decisions at the school. Christ is the center of our relationships with our colleagues, pupils, and parents. We try and ensure that everyone we meet on a daily basis is treated with the love of Christ. Even in issues of discipline, we strive to show that the love of Christ.
The love of Christ, which is an unconditional love, an unconditional type of love. What are some of the activities that take place at the school that instill the Catholic ethos in the school?
We begin each morning at lineups with prayer. At 12 o'clock, the Angelus bell rings where we stop work and all of us pray. We have chapel for staff on a Monday morning, for every member of staff, and each of us get a chance to reflect and to bring some sort of teachings that can help the rest of the staff. We celebrate all of the feast days. We open and close with a mass at the beginning of each and every term.
St. Dominic's pillars of excellence are academic excellence, individual nurturing, cultural enrichment, sporting prowess, and social responsibility. Please explain what the individual nurturing and the cultural enrichment pillars are about and how they are practically lived throughout the school.
Part of our vision is to empower everyone to be their best. That is where individual nurturing comes in. We are fortunate that we are a small school so that we can focus on individual well-being. In the high school, we have what is called a tutor system. This is where around 10 pupils are allocated to a teacher as their tutor when they come into us at grade 8. They keep the same teacher through their journey in high school. The idea is that the tutor and the pupil can develop a close relationship and the teacher can mentor the pupil to achieve their best. And what we were talking about with, in terms of bullying as well, the teacher then can identify when something's not right with the child and can have a close relationship so that the child is comfortable to speak to them when they have a problem. In terms of cultural enrichment, we recognize that our school community is made up of many diverse cultures, and we are committed to including and celebrating all cultures as part of our school community. We do our utmost to acknowledge important cultural dates in our calendar, and people share part of their culture in relo periods and during assemblies. Listening to the Catholic Corner Arch on Radio Veritas, the good news for a change. 576 AM on DSTV. We are on 870. This morning, we are in conversation with the executive headmaster of St. Dominic's College in Valcombe, Mr. Dina Naidu. And just before the school song, we got to hear about the St. Dominic's pillars of excellence with a specific focus on individual nurturing and cultural enrichment. Mr. Naidu, you know, as I was reading up on St. Dominic's, preparing for our conversation, I came across a tagline that says that in the race of excellence, there is no finish line. And that tagline, I came across it on your website. What is meant by that? Camillo, the world is constantly changing. There are new technologies and innovations created every day. The same with our pupils and our teachers. What may be effective now may not be so in a year's time. And I think with this COVID pandemic, we found that. We need to be able to constantly change to be relevant to our pupils and to our community. In other words, excellence has no ending and there is no finish line in learning new things.
That is so true, Mr. Naidu. So, so true. At the start of the program, when you got to share with us about St. Dominic's, you mentioned that it's basically the amalgamation of two schools coming together, and this amalgamation happened 25 years ago. Throughout the 25 years, there have been ups and downs. What are some of the highlights and lowlights that the school has experienced over the 25 years?
As you can imagine, 25 years is a long time, so there are quite a few highlights and lowlights that I can mention, but just talk the recent stuff that have happened in the last few years. Maybe I should start with a low light first. A few years ago, the school was in the media for all the wrong reasons, following a dismissal of a staff member. Thankfully, that matter was amicably resolved, and we were able to move on from there. In terms of highlights, it's always pleasing to celebrate 100% pass rates, fantastic academic and sporting achievements, and we've had quite a few over the years, including people playing for South Africa and the Proteas. But for me, a highlight is when pupils, teachers and parents are proud of their school. Nothing pleases me more than sharing a success story for our past pupils or witnessing one of them come back to the school and to thank their teachers and inspire our current pupils. And I've been witnessing more of that of late, and that for me is an highlight.
Thank you for sharing, Mr. Naidoo. Now, there's the Big St. Dom's Cook-Off, which is one of the events that the school hosts. Could you please just share a bit about this initiative?
I mentioned previously that we celebrate feast days every term. So as part of celebrating feast days, we traditionally have into our sport. Over the last few years, though, we've decided to include cultural, art and drama activities as part of the feast days. In this way, we include pupils that are not sports inclined. The cook-off is an inter-house competition where the participants are given ingredients and requested to prepare a particular dish. The dish is then judged in terms of taste and presentation to determine a winner. And it's always fantastic to see people that are not the normal ones that excel in sport or sometimes even the academics that come to the fore and show some new skill.
I like it. You know, the Big St. Dom's Cook-Off, very, very inclusive. Now, Mr. Naidoo, St. Dominic's College, like a lot of other Catholic schools, embarks on a lot of outreach projects. Could you please just share on some of the projects that the primary school and the high school participate in that make a difference to other people?
Well, currently, in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, the primary school is collecting food, and with the assistance of Rotary, these food items are being delivered to the needy in our community. The high school is assisting with the collection of pet food for the SPCA. But apart from that, our Edmund Rice Societies and Interact are very active in our community. We support various organizations from the SPCA, Meals on Wheels, Children's and Homes for the Aged, and the Cancer Association. Our Interact Club has been involved with outreach at a farm school called Carl Flockter for many years. At Carl Flockter, we have donated educational materials, sporting kits and equipment. We've helped to establish a vegetable garden. The Edmund Rice Society tutors children from the House of Peace and Love, which is a local orphanage in our area. And they do this every Wednesday afternoon. Incidentally, the theme that we have chosen for this year is called You Before Me, where we've been encouraging pupils and teachers to place others before themselves. There have been many new initiatives that are being launched as a result of this theme, but one of them that we are most excited about is the process of establishing provision to provide for lessons for adults who are completing their matric part-time.
That's quite a lot of outreach initiatives. And thank you, St. Dominic's College, for doing such great work and making a difference in society. You kept mentioning Edmund Rice Society. What is Edmund Rice Society about?
When St. Dominic's amalgamated, St. Agnes and CBC amalgamated, as you know, CBC schools were started by Edmund Rice, and in keeping with the Edmund Rice teachings, the Edmund Rice Society's main aim is to provide outreach and to reach out to people that are less fortunate than us, and that's their aim. We have a society at the primary school and at the high school so that we try and get the children involved from a very early age so that they can live out the Edmund Rice teachings.
We are in conversation with Mr. Dina Naidu, who is the Executive Headmaster at St. Dominic's College in Welkom. Mr. Naidu is basically just sharing with us about the college, the activities that happen, and just now he was just sharing about the Edmund Rice Society as well as the outreach initiatives that they have at the school. Mr. Naidu touched a bit on how the school has responded to the COVID-19 pandemic. But after listening to this double play, we will really get into the COVID-19 conversation. But for now, here is Will You Let Me Be Your Servant? And after that, we'll listen to My God Loves Me.